I can't think of that one.
Is it Gild or is the young one?
Sure can.
Think about all that crazy counter. Are you trying to think of the word for the...
I said I couldn't think
the
of
the hog
that
this has been done to?
I couldn't think of that one.
On an old boar, these coarse hairs that he has are called...
Bristles?
And these big teeth that he has.
Tushes.
And it may be that there's a place to feed these out in the pen, something like this. Say you'd put the feed in the...
Trough.
What do you call the sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned? You say, listen to that calf.
Well, let's see, a sheep bleats. What would you say, a calf crying?
And how about the sound that a cow makes at feeding time?
Moo.
And how about the sound a horse makes at feeding time?
Neigh.
And a hen that you have eggs under?
Cackles.
And what would you call
it? A setting hen, you mean?
And in a nest, perhaps, if you want the hen to return when you gather the eggs, you'll put in one of these artificial things?
A nest egg.
And I think I asked you about a chicken house and a brooder.
Mm-hmm.
How about that bone that you can...
To sharpen their beaks on?
I'm thinking now of cooking a chicken, and then there's a bone that...
Oh, the wishbone that you pull.
Do you have any special terms for the edible insides of a pig or a calf?
The chitlings?
And any evening when the animals get hungry, you say it's...
Feeding time.
And if you want to bring your cows in from pasture, you'd say...
Go get the cows.
And if you get out there and you want to call them in...
But usually they say, here, bossy.
And that does it, huh? What if you want the cow to stand still so you can milk her?
Well, they usually call the cow bossy still. Hey, bossy.
I was wondering about heist or hoist or saw. Saw? I guess heist is the one to get the leg up out of the way. What would you call if you wanted the calves to come to you? Come here, calves.
Well, I don't know what you would call them.
How about a team of horses if you're driving them and you want them to go to the left?
Well, ho,
ha,
ha,
G,
G and ha.
How about the right?
Well, that must be G then.
If you want your horses to come in from the pasture. And if you want this team to start out, let's say it's standing
giddy
still.
Up.
And let's say you get them moving and you want them to go faster.
Well, you'd still say giddy up, wouldn't you? Hit them with the reins?
And if you want them to stop.
Whoa.
And if you want them to come this way. Let's say you're sitting in the wagon and you want them to go...
Good.
Backwards. What would you say to them? If you say, get up, they go which way?
Forward.
And if you say forward. Back, they go which way? The opposite of forwards is...
Backwards.
Good.
You mean that's all you want?
No, I wanted just backwards.
No.
I thought
he wanted the expression that you say to the horse.
That's what I was thinking.
Backwards sometimes comes out backwards.
Other things.
Backwards. Mm-hmm. Backwards. Mm-hmm. How about feeding your pigs? Any special call for them?
Slopping the pigs.
And if you want them to come running to you, you...
Six, huh?
Call. You want expressions on that?
No, just the calls that you use. These differ in parts of the country, too, strangely enough.
Oh, it's been so long since I've been around.
Sui.
That brings in...
Sui, sui.
How about the chickens at feeding time, if you want them to come?
Here, chicky-chicky.
And on a saddle, the things that hang down for your feet?
Stirrups.
And under the saddle, there's a... Something to hold it to the horse?
Oh, belly band. That is a very good expression.
That's
used everyday expression.
Cinch, girth, belly band. But I learned belly band first. That was out in Arizona. If you want someone to... Well, I think I already asked that one. How about calls to bring sheep in from pasture? Are you at all familiar with sheep?
My husband is. He used to raise them before we got married.
If you have a saddle horse, this may not have any pertinency here. A saddle horse, and you're going someplace with him, and you know you're going to have to keep him out there overnight, so you can't feed him. You might take along some oats and one of these things that you could fit over
his nose bag.
Have you ever heard that called a morale? And the rope that you might put around the head of a wild horse when you're breaking him. Not the lariat, but the sort of a harness thing.
Oh, I know what you mean. I can't think of the expression.